malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the
Devil's
Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happy hour. It rolls on. I've been joined live in the Devil's Lair by a fine guest. He is Kirk Bankstead. He is the Minocqua Brewing Company and Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack. I guess you're the proprietor. Kirk, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, man, it's good to be here.
Hey, man, cozy up to that microphone. Let the people hear you.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, I forgot my radio skills. I guess I've not been here long enough.
It's your birthday, man. Were you day drinking?
No, because I want a day drink really bad. I brought some beer for you, but I have a show myself tonight, and I got way too many smart people as guests for me to start day drinking right now, so I got to keep it real.
Well, Kirk, your brewing company, the Minocqua Brewing Company, made a big announcement. There is a new rollout, and I saw it online this morning. We shared it on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page, but let's talk about it. A diversion from the beer marketplace, a hard seltzer. Was that a hard choice to make?
Oh,
see what,
man,
I did there?
That's like a dad joke in the worst way, my friend. So, this is... not a beer, and it's a hard seltzer because let's be honest, women are drinking hard seltzers like 10 times more than they're drinking
White
beer
Claw.
These days. The Trulies and the White Claws are taking over.
The Bartles and James went away. They all have to reminisce about their high school drinking
days. I'm like, why is it called hard seltzer? Like, we had that. We had Zima back in the day. It's like not a whole lot different. It's
Brian
like,
still drinks Zima.
I still got orders for Zima and Grenadine as early as 10 years ago.
Wait, you have that doesn't exist anymore, does it?
Zima? Oh, no, they brought it back for a little bit. In the aughts, they brought back Zima. and people asked for it with Grenadine, man. It was a drink.
Apparently before Red Bull became a thing.
Oh, no, that was the height of Red Bull, which I don't understand. Let's go up and down at the same time.
Dude, honestly, I mean, you're talking to a brewer here, so I'm still not a huge fan of hard seltzer, but people are buying it in droves, and when it comes to gender,
people what they want.
I'm giving people what they want, and I've got a lot of people who are like, we want to support you, but we hate beer, and they're like 100% of them are women actually, so we're making something for the ladies.
I will readily admit I'm not the hugest fan of beer. So you rolled out the hard seltzer, and it's literally named Choice.
Yeah.
And the can design is pretty cool. I like what you did there. Tell the people what you did.
Oh, man. So this came to me when you probably talked about it in September, when all of a sudden we're reading in the news that like Texas, like, you know, you can't if somebody's providing an abortion in Texas, some other Texan can call the police on
them. Vigilante style, baby.
I mean, I read this. It's like, what the heck is going on? Like, so when that came out, and all of a sudden we hear that the Supreme Court fast-forwarded that case to be heard right away. Not only, then there's another Mississippi case like that we heard about in October that bans abortions after like 15 weeks, which is totally against Roe v. Wade. I was like, what the heck is going on? Like, why? And then, of course, it's like, oh, it's because Trump appointed 3 hardcore conservative Supreme Court justices. So now this stuff is getting fast-tracked. We could lose Roe v. Wade in this country. And I was like, I want to do something. So basically, I called up the president of, I had to figure out, she's hard to get to because a lot of people.
Oh, I thought you meant Joe Biden for a while. Please continue.
of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, who's a hard woman to reach, Tanya Atkinson. And I called her up and I was like, okay, I want to do something. I want to make a drink for you guys. So we started talking about it, and this Choice hard seltzer, it's a pink grapefruit hard seltzer, and it's got this female symbol, like the O with the line with crossing down, going down and then across in the bottom.
Because the can, when you set the can down, the print of the can is actually up and down. It's vertical.
Yeah.
But the women's symbol actually is horizontal, and it stands out because it's colored differently.
Yeah. So it's the C, and then a part of the H, and then the O makes this the women's symbol, and it's vertical. And this was
someone had a good idea, and it wasn't you.
It wasn't me. No, I told my graphic designer is to be commended. I mean, this was genius. Like, he does a lot of great stuff, but this was a once in a lifetime. Like, holy cow, bro! And so I told him we needed to use that symbol. I told him we got to use pink probably because, you know, that's kind of like the pink hats, you know, when they were protesting. So it's like pink kind of works. But he took it from there. And my God, he's like my secret weapon because that was an amazing design.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest and a good friend of ours. He is a sponsor, the Minocqua Brewing Company. They've got a brand new hard seltzer, and you don't hear them say that often. It is the Choice Hard Seltzer, and this is a partnership with Wisconsin Planned Parenthood. And Kirk, as you know, that Texas law you reference, well, it's still on the books in Texas.
Yeah.
And the Roe v. Wade, if it is overturned through the Mississippi case that is coming through the Supreme Court, well, that would leave abortion illegal here in the state of Wisconsin. It's been on the books since the 1840s.
Yeah.
Abortion is banned, and there has not been a revisiting. Hell, if Republicans had their way, they'd probably make more harsh laws. But this will be a really problematic circumstance. And under Republican rule in the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker was very famous and very proud of the fact that he defunded Planned Parenthood and the fact that they provide services to men. 6,000 men served by Planned Parenthood in the state of Wisconsin each year. They don't give a damn. That's just here in the state of Wisconsin. The fact that those care providers go under pressure from, you know, state officials like Scott Walker. Well, that's been the environment. But if you take away Roe v. Wade, it's illegal, man. And it's not that abortions are going to stop. It's that legal abortions are going to stop.
Yeah. So that's why I'm coming on today in part because I have this doctor who's really brilliant coming on. She's a friend of mine from college. And she actually was an obstetrician and gynecologist in Africa.
And what's the guest's name?
Morgan. Dr. Morgan McGinnis, and her experience is like what America is going to be like if Roe v. Wade is overturned. Like, she had to watch as women were trying to do it, you know, getting it done in the back alleys, and then she had to fix the horrendous things that were happening to them because it wasn't allowed and wasn't legal in certain places in Africa where she was. So she's going to actually give us, and it's not going to be pretty, and a lot of people aren't going to want to listen to it, but she's going to give us what might occur in Wisconsin and the rest of America if our Roe v. Wade is overturned.
And Kirk, before you came on the air today, we discussed your big show tonight. Again, tune in at 7:00 Central Time. Right here on Devil Radio, you can hear Kirk Bankstead and his crew, Pat Kreitlow and company. They will do the Up North podcast / radio show. But you were telling me this doctor had a very innovative idea about perhaps providing reproductive health ships off the shoreline. Tell the people about that idea.
So and it's funny because this could happen on Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, but in Ireland, they had banned abortions for the longest time. And so there was this some sort of a nonprofit organization that brought ships off the coast of Ireland so that women could get, reproductive health services and abortions. And so she's been talking about, she comes from Florida originally. And so she was thinking about, you know, a nonprofit or helping Planned Parenthood of Florida to bring ships to the Gulf of Mexico. And I was like, come on, let's do it in Lake Michigan. You know, they're gonna ban it in Wisconsin because of this stupid 1800
law. Now, there's a line in Lake Superior, probably becomes international waters, or at least part of Canada, right? Well,
or it could be Michigan. I mean, who's gonna claim it? Wisconsin can't claim Lake Michigan, so why can't you? You know, so that's a unique idea. It should never come to that, obviously, in Wisconsin, but that's something that people are talking about.
And you're also going to have the president of Wisconsin Planned Parenthood, correct?
Yeah. So Tanya, you know, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, I mean, they're the ones fighting the battle. I mean, I just came up with a hard seltzer. Like, they're fighting the battle every day. So she's going to lay down the whole, you know, the history. She's going to say the history of the Mississippi law, the history of the Texas law, what's going on with SCOTUS right now. She's going to kind of lay it down and talk about what to expect in Wisconsin if Roe v. Wade is overturned. And she's also going to talk about how Wisconsin actually is really, like, already really hard to get an abortion in Wisconsin compared to a lot of other states. There's already a lot of hurdles that we have to go through that other states do not.
So, Kirk, she will also appear on the Up North podcast/radio show.
Yep.
Again, at 7 o'clock tonight. If you don't have the Devil Radio app, you can take us anywhere in the world. And, of course, the Up North podcast as well. 844-967-2789. May leave a little time at the end of this show for your phone calls. But, Kirk, I've got to ask you, fundraising, your super PAC, the Minocqua Brewing Company super PAC, you earmarked some of the dollars raised, some of the money raised through the beer sales and now the hard seltzer sales.
Yeah.
This money will be earmarked specifically, in this case, for Wisconsin Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, so 5% of all of the profits from this beverage, the Choice Hard Seltzer, does not go to the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC. It goes straight, I mean, it's going to go to the Minocqua Brewing Company, and we're donating it straight to Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. This was, when I came up with this idea, I called their fundraiser first. I'm like, if I say that, they'll put me in touch with the president right away. And so, when I said that, that the woman that answered the phone started crying, and it was really a special moment for both of us to be able to kind of to support them in that way.
Now, for those in the audience that want to support the Choice, the new hard seltzer, and of course women's reproductive rights, which will financially be supported through the sale of Choice, but it's not in the stores quite yet, Kirk.
2 weeks,
man. Did you get out on? Out on your skis, man?
No.
So can I not buy it right now? I'm an instant gratification.
It's called a launch, which means if you build a little bit of love for the brand, then people will call their Woodmans, they'll call their Metcalfs, they'll call and their Sedlacs, and they'll say, can you get it? Can I get it?
Where can you get it in Waukesha?
Sendix. Is there a Sendix? No. No, you can get it in Waukesha. There's a... liquor, it's discount liquor in Waukesha, which is hilarious because they actually are one of the highest sellers of our stuff, and it's in the heart of it's Waukesha.
Hey man, Waukesha's got it going on. They got a new blue radio station down there. 540 AM 101 The Shaw. You're listening right now. I got a fine guest right here on the Devil's Advocates. He's Kirk Bangstead from the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC. And also the Minocqua Brewing Company, they've got a new hard seltzer. It's called Choice. But Kirk, I've been asking since like September for a 10th year anniversary beer. You know, not that I'm going to call you out on the radio or anything, but I thought we were doing like some Devil Red Ale or something,
dude,
brother.
Dude, I wanted to. And I talked to all the powers that be who actually had the schedule for brewing. It was either going to be 100 barrels or 0 barrels, and I couldn't make 100 barrels of Devil Radio beer. I could make 30 barrels, and
couldn't. You chose not to. You didn't have faith in our fair audience.
It's a lot of barrels, man. It's hard enough for me to get rid of.
Have you
Bernie
seen Fancy Brian?
Have you seen me? I'm good for a couple of them at least. If you give me a nice Imperial Red, I'll see you later.
Dude, I really wanted to, and I promise it will happen, but it didn't happen in the last couple months. So I know it's a big milestone for you, and maybe I can make it up to you in other ways. I'm sure I can.
Well, continued sponsorship helps. And the fact that you brought a 4-pack of the, the Filibuster IPA, and it looks like you brought us some AOC.
AOC IPA and the Filibuster, just because they're pretty tasty. So,
well, come back. The Devil's Advocates Red Ale would have been super tasty, I bet.
Oh, man.
Just got to wonder. More Devils, maybe with Kirk Bangstad.
I drank beer with my friends.
Beer's in the bucket. Feel free to log into the Wi-Fi. No password, obviously.
Sometimes I had too many beers.
Thank you for your support.